Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey. What up?
I love all those voices in my ear. We have got all the celebrity tea to get you through the day. Now, the ATL family is coming to you from home. Hey, ATL fam.
Hey.
What up, Sherry? Girl, what's up?
Our girl Portia is out today, but Heidi and Frank are going to join us later to dish about Kourtney Kardashian's new young friend.
What?
And later, The Rock is ripping down barriers to get where he need to go, y'all. Ooh, I love it. But first, Sherry, what you got for us? All right, Brad. Sure thing. Time Magazine just named their 100 most influential people for 2020. Now, the magazine has 8 different covers. Among them are, and they look good, Gabrielle Union and Dwayne
yes.
Wade.
Yeah.
Yes.
Love it.
They are on one cover together. It's so artistic. Megan Thee Stallion and The Weeknd each got a cover. And these people definitely deserved recognition this year. Black Lives Matter founders Alicia Garza, Patrice Cullors and Opal Tometi share a cover, and Dr. Anthony Fauci got a cover as well. So, How do y'all feel about the choices? You agree? How do you feel?
Love the choices because they like covered the whole gamut. It wasn't just entertainment. It was people on the front lines. It was people from the activism space as well as sports and entertainment as well. So they definitely hit every corner.
Now, Gary, as the style guru that you are, who had the most fabulous cover in your opinion?
You know, Sherry, I think the Black Lives Matter founders, theirs is really nice. It's very classy. They are not flashy with their wardrobe or anything. I like their cover the most.
Very
stoic. And then Dr. Fauci's, he looks very classy as well.
Yes.
I like his coming in second. But all other people, they look nice, but I really think the Black Lives Matter cover is really classy.
I really love the way Gabrielle and her husband are facing each other. Like, it's very intimate. It looks so serious. I love it. It's beautiful. I would have liked to have seen Chadwick Boseman have a cover because I think he was very influential.
Yeah,
or Wakanda cover.
Yes.
So I'm hoping they will consider him for a future cover.
Well, all right, y'all. Last night was Dancing with the Stars, and it was the first elimination of the season.
Ooh.
And Tiger King's Carol Baskin and NBA star Charles Oakley ended up in the bottom of the Tiger Pit. Not literally,
surprised?
But, you know. It was Carol and her partner, Pasha, danced to the song What's New Pussycat. Now, this came after she chose Eye of the Tiger last week, and I'm really interested to see how many other cat songs they can come up with. I'm really rooting for Black Cat by Janet Jackson.
Wop, wet ass cat.
That's another cat.
No. Okay.
Now, Charles and his partner, Emma, danced to the song Never Too Much, and it looked like his disco jacket is as close as he's going to get to a Mirrorball trophy, because at the end of the night, it was Charles Oakley who was eliminated.
Oh, no.
You know, while Carrie Ann and Derek voted to save Carol Baskins, so who knows, Carol just might claw her way back to the top. We will see. But
I see what you did there.
Did you see Skye Jackson? Skye Jackson almost fell, and she grabbed her partner's hair to stay up. Like, she even posted it on Twitter, and everybody was like, no, girl, you did great. But she kind of almost fell during her dance routine and just grabbed her dancer's hair, and it was hilarious, and she stayed up. Everybody thought it was a part of the dance, but it was obviously a flub, but it was she went through it like a G. It was really good. It was real funny.
Forever unbothered. That's Skye Jackson.
Okay, this next celebrity feud is really unfortunate. Vanessa Bryant has obviously had the worst year of her life, losing her husband Kobe and her daughter Gianna in a horrible helicopter accident in January. Well, to add to all her problems, her mother, Sophia Lane, did an interview saying her daughter kicked her out of the house, took her car, and is keeping her away from her granddaughters.
Ooh.
Well, Vanessa clapped back, and actually, Brett, can you read this quote?
Yes, I can. Vanessa said she has removed all her diamond jewelry, emptied her apartment that I provide, and put the furniture in storage to appear as though she is without support. My husband and I have financially supported her over the past 20 years, and I continue to do so.
Hey. Brad, this is so sad, Brad. What advice would you give Vanessa, Brad? This is touching.
You know, I feel like if she's still taking care of her mom and her mom is acting this way, sometimes you got to give people a little space to see and let them appreciate what they do have so they don't start feeling too entitled, because lady feels like she's been taken care of for so long that she feels like it's supposed to happen. Vanessa doesn't have to do anything for her, so she should be happy with what she gets from her beautiful daughter who's grieving still. I just can't imagine telling my mother or my father, I'm not, you pack up your stuff, do what you want. But Chewy, Vanessa's mom did the interview in Espanol, so we don't know what's going on. What advice would you have for her in Espanol?
Pues señora, por favor, con todo el respeto, no hagas más entrevistas.
Te voy a decir eso y ya.
I'm gonna tell you in Spanish, mamita, relájate, okay?
What did you tell her, Chewy?
You know, your daughter's had a horrible year. She's grieving. And with all due respect, don't do any more interviews. Like, just support her. That's all you can do, man. That's all you can do.
Okay, everybody, here we go with another quarantine love saga. So about a week ago, Ray J filed for divorce from his wife of 4 years. Is it only four? Princess Love. And now it seems like he's regretting it. During an interview on The Real, the singer turned reality star sounds like he may be backtracking a bit on his decision. Listen to this, guys.
I mean, I spent all weekend, you know, at the house with the kids and with Princess and my mom and her friends. And, you know, it was just a good vibe, you know?
Alrighty then.
In a recent interview with Claudia Jordan on Fox Soul, Princess said, now this is what Princess had to say. She said she has no desire to work it out with Ray right now. And Princess Love posted a picture of herself on social media flexing her post-pregnancy snapback and a sexy string bikini. Yet it don't look like she want to work it out. Let me tell you something. I love the way Princess Love look because I had my baby 15 years ago and it looked like I had my baby Tuesday. So you go ahead, girl.
Why should she work it out with him? He publicly humiliated her. He broke up with her via social media. He didn't call her like a normal person or tell her face to face. So hell, I wouldn't make up with him. Leave him alone. Let him go ahead.
Yeah, Gary, but, you know, some people in relationships go through things. And, you know, those things determine, like, when you make mistakes, you realize if this is who you want to be with or not, and then you work it out if it is.
Well, we break up, Brad, you need to tell me in person.
Gary, when we break up, I'm sending you a text, bitch, okay? Okay, you guys, we here at Dish Nation want to spread a little love to a charity, specifically to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Yes. Have you ever wanted to feel like a star, darling, and have your picture shown on television or maybe even get a shout-out from the Dish Nation crew? Well, baby, as in the words of Gary, here's your chance. Yes. All you have to do is bid on the exclusive opportunity to have your picture featured with a personal shout-out from the host of Dish Nation. You'll also get to pick a celebrity that the host dish on for 1 minute, and you can also submit a question to the host to answer on air. Sounds fun, right? Yes. Y'all, wait a minute. You get to give back to charity. Just go to dishnation.com for more on information and place your bid, honey. This is definitely an opportunity you do not want to miss.
Okay, up next, Kourtney Kardashian came through, baby, with a celebrity clapback. You don't want to miss this, honey. That's right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Hey! Yeah!
And we got Heidi and Frank joining us now. What's up, Heidi and Frank?
Hey, Sherry. Well, you know what? It seems like Kourtney Kardashian shared some sexy bikini pictures on Instagram. Ooh, I know! Yeah. Everybody loves them.
She looks great.
She's hanging out with TikTok star Addison Rae. Now, why are we talking about it? Well, we're talking about it because Kourtney Kardashian is a 41-year-old woman. Addison Rae is a 19-year-old teenager. Mm. Quite a bit younger, obviously, than Kourtney. And, of course, online, the trolls went for Kourtney. One person said, she's 41 and she's hanging around with 19-year-olds in swimming pools? Well, Kourtney clapped back, as the Kardashians do, and she said, do you suggest a better place? I'm looking for ideas. Now, Sherry, going back to the younger guy thing, she has dated younger guys. So do you think, and because she's got sisters that are sort of 23 in that age group, that she just clicks with younger people and she's like a sister to this girl? What do you think, Sherry?
Well, Addison Rae looks like she could be Addison Rae Kardashian. So probably at 41, she probably forgot to put her reading glasses on. She thought that probably was Kylie.
Oh my God, I thought that was Kylie.
She did.
this is the thing. You want to hang out with younger people because younger people keep you young.
Even if I'm feeling cute and vibrant for my age, and then I get with a bunch of young women in their 20s, and I go, I've never felt older.
I know exactly what you're talking about. When I'm hanging out with all of my young nieces and nephews, you can tell how old I am because I'm like, "It's why y'all so loud? Oh, it's cold in here. Where's the bathroom?" Yes.
Well, an old Brandy beef is resurfacing, and this time it's with her former co-star, stand-up comedian Thea Vidal. Before Brandy starred on Moesha, she played Thea's daughter on the sitcom Thea.
Uh-huh.
Well, about a month ago, Thea said Brandy was disrespectful back in the day when she was on the show, and that she rooted for Monica in the versus battle.
Shots
well, Brandy
fired.
Responded.
Wait,
to,
Thea. Wait, Thea rooted for Monica in the versus battle because she was mad at Brandy.
That's where we're at. And now Brandy responded on Headcrack's radio show, The Morning Hustle. Check it out.
I hate to bring up negativity, but I seen that Thea Vidal, she had something to say when the versus battle came up. Did she have like an altercation with you and your mom back in the day?
Have an altercation. I would just have to say that, you know, Thea didn't really treat me the way I deserved to be treated. I was a child. I respected her and I loved being on her show. And I think, you know, maybe she's just a little bit bitter because I haven't seen her do a lot since then.
Do you think, Sherry, that was a little like a clapback right there where she said that, you know, Thea hasn't really done much since then?
Yeah, was a big clapback to Thea Vidal. This is turning into a Janet Huber, Whitten, Will Smith kind of deal. You know, Aunt Viv from Fresh Prince, who was mad at Will Smith. Right. And I know Thea Vidal, I respect her as a stand-up comic, but the show was so long ago.
If you blinked, you missed the show, Thea. It was on for one season.
It was going.
What the show? I had to look it up to even recall who it was, and I don't even remember Thea at all.
Yeah, it was one season, and like Thea's, she's a successful stand-up comic, and she's on the road all the time. So I would hope that her and Brandy would be able to just get together to be able to say hi.
Yeah, let it go.
And now Atlanta's got a deal for you.
We all know how important it is to keep our phones charged. Well, the Kobo X Wireless charging pad makes it super easy and convenient, and it's dual purpose. Not only is it a charging pad, it's also a digital LED clock.
That's right, and the clock can be set to 12 or 24-hour mode, and don't worry about leaving your phone on the charging pad too long. Built-in technology prevents your phone from overcharging.
Yup, the Kobo X charging pad works with Qi-compatible smartphones, and you can use it in your home or your office or your home office.
It works on nightstands, desks, countertops, and more. Now, I might have to get a few of these, honey. So, hey, Craig, how much is it?
Well, check this out. This wireless charging pad has been seen as high as $60. But for the Dish Nation viewers, it's only $19. Just go to moretosave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, honey, did things get dangerous between Jane Fonda and Michael Jackson back in the day?
Ooh.
Well, we'll find out when you come back.
Dish Nation.
Nation. Well, it looks like Jane Fonda is revealing some more hot and steamy tea. She is out promoting her book, What Can I Do? And during an appearance on Watch What Happens with Andy Cohen, she talked about her close relationship. This one will shock you, I think. She had a very close relationship with the king of pop himself, Michael Jackson, and how one night they shared a what? Naked moment together?
Ooh. He came and lived with me for about a week. He slept on a mattress that he pulled out on the floor of the living room. I slept in a loft upstairs. I skinny dipped with him. How about that? Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Wow.
Now, Andy Cohen, if you're watching, and I know you love Dish Nation, how do you follow that comment up with, wow, how do you go?
He completely missed it.
How did it happen, Michael Jackson? Andy, you got to get better at that, man. What do you think, though, Sherry? Do you think that Jane Fonda was his Mary Jane back in the day?
I think that she was his Muse Jane. I love Jane when she writes her book. I'm such a Jane Fonda fan because in her first book, Heidi, she wrote about how she had a threesome. And so in this one, she's giving those little tidbits about Michael. I am fascinated. I want to sit up under Jane Fonda and hear about all of her exploits. So, yes, I think that she was Michael's muse. A week he slept in her house on a mattress, and then they went skinny dipping naked. So what happened in between that? Were you naked?
I need that information.
Andy,
missed opportunity.
They played Monopoly, Sherry, and they played Uno. That's what they did, okay?
Oh, sure.
I just feel like if y'all are skinny dipping naked, y'all was spooning. I mean, it's okay to say it because I was spooning.
Something.
That's it? No. Heidi and I have skinny dipped, and we never did spoon after that.
Oh, okay.
How could you skinny dip with Heidi and not spoon afterwards, Frank? I don't understand it.
I think I went. I think right, I Frank? Started to feel weird, and I went home.
All right, moving on. Jessica Alba escaped almost certain death.
Uh-oh.
Yes, the Grim Reaper was right there standing next to her, and she escaped. What am I talking about? Well, apparently, while Jessica was minding her business, getting ready to take a few photos, she came across a slimy creature right out here in Hollywood. I'm not talking about a Hollywood agent. I'm talking about, take a look.
Holy. There's a rattlesnake right there.
A rattlesnake.
I've come across rattlesnakes too when I've been hiking, and you do drop a lot of F-bombs. That's the only word I use, and then I just use it like for an entire sentence. Every word is the F-word.
Absolutely. Right.
Jessica Alba, I think if something like that did happen to her, she's such a beautiful woman. I promise you, you will not have any problem getting somebody to suck the venom out.
Oh, I'll suck it out all day
long. just lock your mouth on and get rid of the poison.
You know, I was walking. Niecy Nash and I were walking in the canyons, and she got we thought it was a stick, and we went to get it, and it was a snake. And you're right, Heidi.
Oh,
we jumped back so far, and all you heard was just curse words. That's it.
That's right.
I thought her wig was going to come off. It was crazy. Up next, find out why you don't want to stop Dwayne Johnson from getting where he needs to go. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, y'all, Dwayne The Rock Johnson probably has the best work ethic and commitment than anyone in this industry.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all, he shared this picture on Instagram with the caption, and I'll summarize, not my finest hour, but a man's gotta go to work. We experienced a huge power outage due to severe storms, causing my front gate not to open. I didn't have 45 minutes to wait on a gate tech, and by this time, I know I have hundreds of production crew members waiting for me. So I did what I had to do. I pushed, pulled, and ripped the gate completely off myself.
Wow.
The Rock is employee of the month.
Easily employee of the month.
Okay, come on, Incredible Hulk. You better use them muscles, baby.
I think it's so sexy, scary at the same time, because any man who will rip a gate off to get to you, he gonna rip a gate off to get to you. That's
Hello. Oh, hello.
God. I like that.
Yes.
That's very tacky. I mean, you can tell he must live in a poor neighborhood, because anybody with that kind of money, you should you should have a generator, honey, to open up that gate when your lights go out. So that is very tech, and I don't accept it.
A lot of us have, you know, electric gates. There is a lever on the side of the generator, like Gary says. If you press it down with your foot, there's a manual lever. They do make it so that you can slide the gate back.
Sherry, they probably told them that after the fact. After the gate's laying on the ground.
That's the role play I like. Pretend like you trying to get at me.
King Kong. Yes. Save the little small lady.
If that was your gate, you'd be pissed off.
Not if the Rock ripped it off. No.
Y'all keep dreaming.
If Gary came over and ripped your gate off, you'd be mad.
Oh, I'll call the popo on Gary.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.